here is another way of looking at the pattern of these particular sounds. With back vowels, a, o, u. Let's look at the sound k. All you have to do is write C followed by one of those three vowels. Ka, ko, ku. The sound ch, as in cha, cho, chu, requires that you write the vowel e before the back vowels. The ch sound is reflected by cha, cho, chu. Let's look now at the front vowel. Again, for a symmetry purpose, we look at the k sound. K, ki, require that you insert h between the letter c and the front vowel. For the ch sound, nothing is required. Simply the letter c and the front vowel. Che, chi. You could take the bottom two lines and flip them over, and you would have that the chi sound, ch sound, is the one that doesn't require any operation, and that the k sound requires the insertion of the letter h. In a way, it is the mirror image, the reverse image of the behavior of the back vowels. The back vowels, to have the sound ch, requires an insertion. The front vowels, to obtain the sound k, requires an insertion. In one case, the insertion is the vowel e. In the other one, it is the consonant h. It would have been much easier if Italian had decided to use h for all of the insertions. That would immediately communicate to us that there is an operation. But that didn't happen, so that's what we're dealing with. Again, so pattern ka, ko, ku, cha, cho, chu. Ke, ki, che, chi, or, if you want to say it the other way, che, chi, ke, ki.